727, as I think he is rejoining us now, and we will get that ready. John, you are there, sir, and I mentioned Groundhog Day and some good news about jobs.
Yeah, and good news about the groundhog, right? He didn't see a shadow, so early spring, we'll take that too, right?
We sure will.
Yeah. You know, we get a lot of numbers out on jobs this morning. They're quite good. It's interesting that Governor Huckabee concluded with referring to, he says it's that four-letter word, jobs. Well, you remember on Monday I told you we'd talk about the four-letter word this week, jobs, and we got numbers today. We get numbers again tomorrow, and the big number on Friday from the government. But this morning, a couple of interesting things. One came from Challenger & Gray, which is an outplacement company. And what they do is they report on planned jobs cuts. Now, it's typical. January is typically a month of fairly high jobs cuts, and I guess that's because they're laying people off after the holiday season, et cetera. But this was the lowest January for a number of employers planning on jobs cuts, the lowest January since they started their survey in 1993. And so really quite good. But the number we were really looking for was ADP. Now, most people don't know who ADP is, but ADP is a huge company, publicly traded company, and they are a payroll processor, among other things. And so they always report numbers on the Wednesday before the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The government reports the big numbers on Friday that we're going to get. And they reported 187,000 net jobs created last month. That was substantially above what the street was expecting. They were expecting about 145,000. The BLS, we're thinking the BLS, the government, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, will report about 136,000 jobs were created last month when they report on Friday. And this will be several months in a row that the ADP number has been larger than the BLS number, which is good. Sounds like alphabet soup here. But here's something interesting for our area, which yesterday we got the number from the Institute of Supply Management on their index of manufacturing activity, and they had an index of 60.8. Anything above 50 is an expansion in manufacturing. That was up from 58.5 in December, 58.2 in November, and the best number since May of 2004. Well, if you look at these ADP numbers, where they say we created 187,000 net new jobs last month, third straight month, consecutive month for an increase in manufacturing, the 12th straight month for an increase in the service sector. So it looks like the jobs numbers are turning our way, and as Governor Huckabee pointed out, that's the solution to lots of problems. One other thing that was interesting, I thought this morning, Amazon, they haven't confirmed this, but I'll guarantee it's probably true. They probably leaked it. Amazon says, people say that Amazon is developing a streaming video service that's going to compete directly with Netflix, and what they'll do is they'll tie this in with what's called their Amazon Prime plan. For people that are out there that are listening that ship on Amazon, you realize they have this Prime plan you can sign up for. If you're a frequent purchaser of books and et cetera, you get free shipment and basically two-day delivery. And so it appears that Amazon's getting ready to go head-to-head with Netflix. And, of course, you wonder what that means for Blockbuster and all the people who still hand you the physical DVDs. But clearly things are changing, and the market is pretty much flat this morning. It was up, as you know, we closed above 12,000 yesterday, so that's a good sign, too. But everybody's still got their eyes on what's happening in Egypt, and it looks like that the speech by President Mubarak perhaps did not pacify all the protesters.
Is it possible somebody knew the news that the market jumps up so much yesterday? It seems like the market always goes up just before some good news comes out and drops just before you get the bad news.
Well, you know, I've always been suspicious of their people to know things that we don't know. But overall, yesterday, the earnings from a lot of companies, Mark talked about UPS yesterday morning, whose numbers were just blow-away numbers. But the earnings numbers that are coming out are just consistently quite good.
Well, I'm not suspicious of you, John. You know things that I don't know, and you broke the news today that the groundhog didn't see his shadow.
He did not, and we'll take any kind of good news we can get right now.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor at Stern AG and Leach. They're located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John anytime you can. They have messages and so on. They'll get it to him. And you can also email him, too. But his phone number, 479-782-2527, and that email address, John Taylor at SternAG.com.